Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The PGA Championship is slated to begin in Oklahoma, Southern Hills, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Phil Mickelson is the defending champion after his unbelievable victory last year at age 50. Phil Mickelson is not going to be there.
No,
it's his own choice. Phil Mickelson, as you know, has been shunned by a lot of the golf world, a lot of the world in general, for comments that he made about the possibility of joining the Greg Norman tour that is being funded by Saudi Arabian money, by the Saudis. And what people are pissed off about and was an excerpt from a book, an interview, talking about the people in, you know, Saudi Arabia, the people who are running the tour. Mm-hmm. And this is what Mickelson was quoted as saying, quote, "They're scary mother effers to get involved with. They killed a Washington Post reporter and U.S. resident Khashoggi, have a horrible record on human rights. They execute people over there for being gay. Knowing all this, why would I even consider it? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates." And obviously people say, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
If you feel this way, keep it to yourself, number one. Number two, maybe one has nothing to do with the other. And just come on. I mean, you're basically, because of what he said, he's justifying what they do over there and saying, you know what, I condone it. That's okay. That's basically what he said by still saying, you know, but I don't care. I care more about the PGA Tour and how they're screwing people, which, whatever, you can argue that or you're not. I don't think so.
Most, I don't know all the ins and outs of that.
Most of the players don't agree with Phil. You know, Rory McIlroy called it selfish, ignorant, and sad. There are others. Webb Simpson called it cancel culture. But he's not being – look, he's being canceled by some of his advertisers. But it's his choice. He's allowed to play in this thing. He just doesn't want to answer questions about it, I guess. Or maybe he realizes that he effed up so much, he is
canceling himself.
Canceling himself. Actually, maybe he's got some, you know, mental issues that he's dealing with about this. I mean, no matter, I think Phil's a big-ass phony, number one. I always have. But that said, he's one of the most popular players in the sport. And for him to just, you know, it's got to be tough for him, what he's going through right now. And it's his own fault.
Well, it is. And it's, there are a lot of different ways that you can say things. And there are a lot of things that you may think, but they don't have to be put into words. And he is dealing with the fact that he put this into words. Not only did he put it into words, but it's in print.
Yes.
And so he had to know this was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And was completely, I think, unprepared to deal with the fallout. Like, he didn't even see what he said.
Well, he did an apology, but his apology was not, it was a statement.
Right.
You know, he's never talked about it. We have, you know what I mean?
Well, so that's the thing, is at some point, he's going to have to be in front of a microphone, and he's going to have to actually voice the words of either an apology, an explanation, both, and actually face what is going on, or do what he's doing,
right.
And that's just hey, right off into the sunset, never to be heard from again.
Right. He'll be in the Golf Hall of Fame, whatever. Now, let's be fair here. As much as I think that was ridiculous what he said, and to actually do that. However, you know, the NBA has major, major ties in making a lot of money from China. Mm-hmm. China's human rights are not very good. There are a lot, and yeah, taking away from sports. How many companies do business with China, with Saudi Arabia for oil, China for every, I mean, I'm sure.
Russia.
I'm sure those, the cargo pants that I'm wearing might be made in China. We all use products made in China. Our biggest companies all use things made in China. So if you're talking about where it's a business deal that Phil Mickelson is doing, how is that different than what a lot of other businesses are doing? And the answer to my question is because they don't say anything about it.
Well, they don't say anything about it. Plus, you also, I mean, you may not have, you know, in terms of the products we buy.
Right.
You do have some options, but you may not even be aware that what you're wearing, what you're
Correct.
Driving, what you're using on a daily basis mm-hmm. has those ties.
True.
See, he made his bed, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's laying in it right now, and it's not very nice at all. You know, I side with the Webb Simpson comments in terms of, he prefers to live in a forgiveness culture, not a cancel culture. And Phil needs to own up to what he said. He does need to be heard from. I agree with all those things, but this guy shouldn't be blackballed forever. I actually think there's a chance he's still thinking about playing in it. And it has to do with his financial situation.
Yeah, it's true. That's a whole other thing. Look, he's got a whole, cornucopia of problems right now.
This is a laundry list.
Yes, no doubt about it. And look, he didn't do people any favors here in Detroit when he was here. After the article by Robert Snell, the Detroit News, I'm never coming back here. And he had the petition people signed to bring him back to Detroit and things like that. He's had some stuff happen.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was the same book or whatever it is that's coming out, but it was the, $40 million in 4 years mm-hmm. that he lost in terms of gambling on various activities. Mm-hmm. There is a long list, and we've kind of always accepted those from whether it's him or other superstars.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is one because of the human rights, because of the way that he stated it, that, all of these things, he actually states all of those different things and basically says, I don't care. I want it for the good of myself and, to reorganize the PGA. He just needs to come out and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, let's be honest, okay? We're a little different on the political part of the spectrum. I think some of his stuff that he said is cancel culture-esque because he's against the norm in a lot of things that are not politically correct as it comes to COVID. He was, he said that maybe he drank a lot of coffee, so that prevented COVID. He also couldn't understand why you couldn't get herd immunity, all that kind of stuff, which obviously pissed the left off a little bit. He congratulated Elon Musk for grumbling about his $11 billion tax bill. So, there are some people probably don't like his political leanings. That probably has something to do with this. But the bottom line is when you sit there and say, well, I know they kill gay people because they're gay, but I'm going to go play anyway. It rubs people the wrong way.
Well, and he names off, the journalist that was killed mm-hmm. and all the different, human rights violations mm-hmm. that those are just the ones that we know about.
Mm-hmm.
After you say those things and you make that statement,
mm-hmm.
whether he comes back and plays or not, he still needs to talk about it and face the music and mm-hmm. answer questions.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Ticket text and the telephone lines are open. Phil Mickelson is right about the Saudis. They're terrible people. The only reason America considers them somewhat an ally is for the oil. How is this different than Comrade LeBron exploiting communist Chinese child slave labor? We mentioned that. Look, the NBA, it's very hypocritical.
That's why, because of all the hypocrisies that we're virtually all part of.
Yes.
If you really look at it, there are people out there that will not buy anything from China, okay?
They're far and few between.
I know. So I'm not dismissing that, but I mean – I just don't. I think Phil obviously said the wrong thing, you know, here and stuff. But he shouldn't be hung out to dry forever. But he's not doing himself any favor by not saying anything.
Right. And you know what? Buckle up and play. You know.
Yeah.
You can actually sit there and say, look, I'm going to play in the PGA. I'm going to defend my championship. Okay. I'm not answering any questions about anything that has anything to do with golf in this tournament. That's it. And you know what? If they fine him, fine. He could do that if he wanted to. I'm not offended, but that your pants might be from China. Stoney, I'm offended you're wearing cargo pants. Nerd alert, Zach.
Did people, I feel like this is a thing that people somewhere just got together and decided these aren't cool anymore.
What, cargo pants?
Cargo pants.
Yeah, I know. We talked about it. Heather had it in her news that they're coming back. See, I'm ahead of the curve, Zach.
I feel jorts are the same way.
I've never been a jorts guy.
All of a sudden they were bad.
No, it's not all of a sudden. They've been bad forever, I think. Okay. How many times has our major media said the exact same thing about Saudi Arabia? Our telephone number is 248-539-9797.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.